Today's been a good news day, and then one bad news was Jim Steinman, the guy that wrote Fat Out of Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away.
Did he? How old was he?
72.
That's kind of young. With, you know, it's funny. It's like as your parents get into their 70s, you're like, 72 is kind of young.
Right.
That is way too young.
When you're standing down 72 in, you know, 40 years, you're like, wow, that's not too far from now. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be 70. And, you know, but it made me think back to one of the greatest guests we've ever had on the show. And that when he recorded himself talking to us, Meatloaf, when he was on.
I forgot about that. Right. Stage.
I'm nervous every time I step into a studio to sing a vocal. The only time I'm not nervous is making my fantasy football teams.
He still has this on his YouTube channel.
He has himself talking to us.
Talking to us.
Or
you can hear your cackling voice in the background.
Of course. I'm so softball. Annoying.
If I'm playing a softball game and I walk out to that mound, I'm not nervous. My confidence level is so high.
And we had him on because he was promoting the TV show House.
Oh, right. And yeah, it was, he was great on House.
And it was my Reese peanut butter cup moment that my favorite singer was on my favorite show together in one.
And doing fantasy baseball, football, whatever, and pitching softball.
Here comes your
my ego squeaky is like as big as a house when it comes to that. What's that?
What's that? Yeah, you can even tell how annoying she is on the phone through. But
poor Meatloaf.
I thought that was very cool of him for doing that. And, you know.
And it's still up there. That's crazy. It's too bad he didn't record the other half of the conversation, you know.
I did. It's somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I have so many of our files somewhere. We probably have that interview somewhere, but I just thought that was cool. And since today, Jim Steinman passed away.
Right.
You know, we can play that.
We had to make it about us. The poor guy's family is so sad and crying. They're like, oh, my God, 72 is so young. I can't believe we lost our father, uncle, sister, brother, whatever he is, you know. And you're like, how can I make this about us?
And well, true. And Jim Steinman was a very weird guy. Even okay. Meatloaf will tell you how strange he really was. But a hell of a songwriter, probably one of the best songwriters we've ever had. But when you look at photos of Jim Steinman a couple of years ago, you can tell how weird he was. Very strange looking guy,
like eccentric weird.
Yeah,
that's, he looks like an old lesbian.
But a hell of a songwriter. Wrote Bat Out of Hell, Bat Out of Hell 2.
Well, so. It's funny you say that, because today, you know, as they were announcing the verdict, I saw Bonnie Tyler was tweeting about Total Eclipse of the Heart and working with Jim Steinman. And I was like, not now, Bonnie. We're waiting for something important to happen. I didn't realize that he had died and she was tweeting about the fact that he had written Total Eclipse of the Heart for her.
Total Eclipse, Making Love Out of Nothing at All, All a Bat Out of Hell, All a Bat Out of Hell too. I'll Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. All of it, he wrote. Mm-hmm. Music and everything. Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which is probably one of the best written songs ever, he wrote.
Not only is a great written song, it's a great karaoke song. I did it on my birthday. Not last year, obviously not COVID year, like the year before COVID, with a radio guy that I know. He and I did Paradise by the Dashboard Light together. Oh, my God. It's a great song to do in karaoke. It's my favorite karaoke song now.
No man should ever sing that song other than Meatloaf ever. It's not sacred. It's in, you know, because when I opened Twitter today and I saw Meatloaf on the list, my heart dropped. I was like, oh, crap. And it was Jim. So,
well, he did have some health issues a few years ago. I remember Meatloaf had canceled a couple of different events. He was doing, like, I remember in Jersey, there was like some big ballooning event. And he was the artist performing. and it was like a really hot summer day, and he canceled because of health issues. I was like, uh-oh. And then there was something after that that he canceled again. It was another like outdoor show, and he canceled like two in a row. And I was like, "Ee, that's not good."
And he played one show, then he passed out. He always passing out after shows. So, oh, it's not good. Now he's trending. Oh, no.
Right.
So I clicked on it and saw Jim. So had to bring that up.